The Teaching Father. This is Joseph Tan here from GoodMonday.com. James Dobson told the story of how a Mother's Day card project was so well received in a particular US prison that the cards were literally sold out when they were offered to the prisoners for expressing gratitude to their mums. So the next logical sequence is this: hey, why not duplicate this endeavor for Father's Day as well? You guessed it, none of the cards were taken up. In fact, most prisoners felt that it was their fathers who got them into trouble in the first place and do not wish to be reminded of their father's involvement, or rather the lack of it. Fathers, do you wake up earlier than your child and sleep later than them? I don't buy the tagline which says it is not the quantity but the quality of time that matters. This is one of those cliches which sounds good but tastes horrible. The quality of your connection with your child comes as a result of deliberate, intentional time spent in significant chunks. A chunk of time, in my opinion, should be at least 30 minutes. Although there is plenty that a father can do with a child, I would like to encourage you to concentrate on your role as a teacher rather than a buddy. Why a teacher and not a buddy? There are three reasons why fathering involves the act of teaching. Reason number one: your character speaks volume. There is an innate difference in the leadership style of the father and the mother. While the mother instructs the family in the day-to-day matters like, you know, make sure you clean this up, sit up straight, don't talk with your mouth full, etc., etc., the father is expected to be the one who connects the dots and draw conceptual lessons for life. My role as a father is to communicate the value lessons in such a way that my child sees the connection between choices and consequences. So although your wife speaks more in terms of word count, make sure that you contribute by offering a value-based story or translate your wife's words into character lessons. For example, if my wife highlights an incident of sibling squabbling, I would contribute to add in on why the character qualities of tolerance and meekness is important, and maybe even relate the story from my own personal childhood. Fathers, your child loves to hear a little bit more about your growing up days. Reason number two: your involvement sparks interest. Long ago, it was assumed that the son would carry on the family trade because the transfer of skills was an important element in the father-child relationship. Although in today's context, our children grow up with much more career choices, yet it is not surprising to find confused youth who are so much spoiled for choice that they do not know what to choose. Our child needs a glimpse into the world out there, and he desires the opportunity to hold your hand as a father and share your enthusiasm and even your hobbies. Well, if you like gardening, well, train up little gardeners. You like to block? Well, teach them how to start one. You love to tinkle around with car engines, then get an extra pair of hands to help. Do not wait for the career counselor to show up before your child discovers her purpose in life. Get involved by sharing your life, and you may be surprised at how much they can learn from you. Reason number three why you should teach instead of just being a buddy is this: your commitment secures a legacy. Your commitment as a husband, yes, you heard me right, husband, not father. In as much as I am committed to my children, my objective is to parent my children to leave me. But as for my wife, she stays. In fact, after the children are long gone, my commitment to my wife is still around. The biggest problem facing our kids today when they are grown up is our society's diluting standards of what constitutes a solid marriage. And if I, as a father and husband, do not model that for them, they will grow up mirroring my lack of commitment, and the story continues. Your aspiration for your child's character begin with the actualizing of your own. Start teaching. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com.